Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello, said the man who always said hello three times. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. alongside Darren. Oh, I had to stay an extra hour than you last night to build up to live. Oh, shut up, Bentley. Anyway, we begin with fallout from Dean Smudger Smith's Leicester drawing with Newcastle in the Premier League. The match was live on TalkSport. Here's all the reaction.
The full-time whistle blows. For the first time in 20 years, Newcastle United are a Champions League club again. They will be playing in club football's premier competition next season, thanks to a magnificent season.
Time now to hear from Newcastle gaffer Edwin Howe.
Yeah, amazing achievement from where we've come from in a really short period of time. Can't compliment everyone really connected with the team enough. The players, the staff, the board, everybody has contributed to this. And a great day for the club. We sort of didn't see this coming. The consistency the players have shown over the course of the season, the solidity we've had, what the players have given in each game, and the mentality of the group's just been incredible, and we've just kept going. So I think we deserve to be where we are. Just try and enjoy it tonight and for a few days, but the hard work's only ahead of us.
From where they were when the new owners came in and Eddie Howe came in, all you can do is stand up and applaud Newcastle, because they have been absolutely magnificent. Not just in the way that they've played, the way that the team, the manager, the coaches, they've all conducted themselves, you know, through this process. You know, all you can do is just stand up, applaud and say, well done, Newcastle.
We want to win a Barcelona, we want a Real Madrid, we want to be able to have an away day that we can remember for the rest of our lives. And if somebody had asked me as much as 2 years ago, would I be dreaming of these things?
Yeah.
It's an emotional night for all Newcastle United fans.
Let's go to Lee, who's a Newcastle fan. Right, Lee?
Has anyone seen Chelsea? Has anyone seen Kundi? Or Andre Flo? Did he drop her? Has anyone seen this team? Are they anywhere near the top four?
Keep going. Come on.
Has anyone seen Jose Mourinho?
Newcastle United are a Champions League club again.
They're ahead of schedule. They have absolutely capitalised on the capitulation that Chelsea have delivered and what Spurs have done in Liverpool. But they deserve to be there. And now it's about building and sustainable, because they've not had Champions League football this season. They know Europe. It's a different challenge next year. They've got to get the squad in place.
Yeah.
Totally different. They will be looking at that now, looking to add, looking to trim the squad, get out the players they feel that aren't going to be good enough for the next step up and move forward.
Lee, is Holly awake?
Shall I ask her?
Just go and wake her up and say you're going on a European tour next year.
Hello.
All right, Holly.
Do you know this is like every time I can't just go to bed?
Holly, you're going on a European tour next season. How are you feeling?
Me?
Yeah, you're going away. You're going to go in the black and white of Newcastle. He's taking you around Europe.
And I've heard all night. All I want to do is go to bed.
Yeah. Apparently, Holly, he said he's going to ask you to marry him.
Oh, yeah. You know what you need to do? You need to bar him off this show.
This is Daniel.
We're
get out what she said. Find a number.
But Leicester's Premier League status is still alive. A backs to the wall performance, which means it has a pulse. It's a weak pulse, but it's just about there. They have to hope Everton mess up at home on Sunday, and they have to beat West Ham.
But they've gone to their fans, punching the air, hugging each other. It's almost like they're celebrating a win, isn't it? I mean, it's absolutely bizarre. OK, they've got a point. They've given themselves a slightly better chance on the last day of the season. They've got a win. Simple as that. They're obviously banking on that, and then they're praying that Everton don't win and only pick up a point at Bournemouth. It's a massive gamble, I think.
But it's clearly, huge, isn't it? Yeah. Clearly, a win would have taken them out of the bottom three.
And then it's in their own hands.
We've got to go over to Sam Matface. He is with Leicester manager Dean Smith.
We've took it to the last game. I don't think I need congratulations for the first clean sheet, though. You know, we should be keeping more clean sheets, and that's probably the reason why we are where we are in the league. It's the reason why I decided to play like we did tonight, and I make no apologies for that. We wanted to stay in the game against what's been a rampant Newcastle team at home all season. You know, we stayed in the game. That was the big thing for us, to hopefully allow the likes of Maddison, who came on at half-time, Barnsley, Patson, Daka to come on and hopefully create a chance. And we got one in the 90th minute, but keeper's made a wonderful save.
But it's all Newcastle United. It's the most one-sided 0-0 I've ever seen in my life.
I have to say, I thought Dean Smith tactically got it right today. There's only two teams that have gone to Newcastle this season and won: Liverpool and Arsenal. I felt that the point was the best they could get, right? The best they could get. And on another day, they might sneak it. On another day, they might lose it. What they've done, they've allowed themselves to be in a position where there's only one team above them. They've still got to win. But now Everton, before going into today, only needed a point, in theory, with goal difference. Now, yeah, Everton have to win. So what they've done, they kept Everton honest. I think Leicester tonight have done as good as they possibly could against a side next year that's in the Champions League away from home. I think it's a brilliant result.
Now, Man City wrapped up a third consecutive Premier League title at the weekend. Simon Jordan was not surprised by the outcome. However, defending his former side's collapse, Martin Keown says Arsenal shouldn't be embarrassed finishing as runners-up. Well, they should, because they led for most of the season.
İlkay Gundogan picks up the Premier League trophy. We know that the blue moon isn't rising. It's now the dominant force on the Premier League horizon.
When you're a top sports person, okay, when you can be a winner and you can be the champion, it's easy almost in a way. If everything's clicking, it's going well. When you have to readjust to come second, it's a difficult adjustment. And I think for Arsenal, it was very evident that that's what they're playing for. And then you fall away because some people don't want second best. But sometimes second is not the end of the world. Now, the Arsenal team that I played in the seven seasons I managed to hang on to Arsene Wenger when he came in, he was a fantastic manager. We came second four times. You can come second, Jim. There's no embarrassment to coming second, as long as you use that.
I do think there will be a jeopardy of the competition becoming dominated by Man City again next year. Because what are we seeing about this football club? Haaland is going to be in his second season. Unless he gets injured, you're going to see an even better season for him. No, it doesn't matter if they work out to play against him. There are times when that side are unplayable, and as a result of it, he becomes unplayable by the benefit of association alongside his own gifts. So I do fear that this becomes... But it's upon the other sides. It's upon the other sides. And let's be clear, if Arsenal had done their job at times when it was very upon them to do their job, this was not diced and sliced and cut and dried. This was still in their hands. Man City didn't win the league because they beat Arsenal twice. They won the league because at the business end of the season, Arsenal got altitude sickness.
On now to Tottenham Hotspurs. And here's their former midfielder Jamie O'Hara warning fellow Spurs fans that if Harry Kane leaves in the summer, they could be fighting relegation next season. Oh, calm down, O'Hara.
And Harry Kane has done it in the 88th minute.
Obviously, we all hope that he'd stick around and sign a new contract because, like Laura, without Harry Kane, I seriously think we could be fighting relegation next season.
No.
Like, we are that bad without him. Like, we have been solely dependent on Harry Kane to score us goals and do stuff for us. And I think, you know, with the lack of ambition that we've shown and the players that we've signed who ain't been good enough, if he leaves, we are in big, big trouble. Recruitment alley's been shocking. We know that, though. You know, players that have come in have been nowhere near good enough this season. But I think, you know, Daniel Levy, he's in charge of that as well. You know, he's in charge of getting the right man in to get the recruitment right. And he brought in someone who's now got banned for 3 years. So the man at the head of it all is Daniel Levy.
Now, Real Madrid have lodged a hate crime complaint with Spanish prosecutors after Vinicius Jr. was targeted with racist abuse during their match against Valencia. TalkSport's European expert Kevin Hatchard said La Liga's reaction to racism has been unacceptable.
Javier Tebas, who's the head of La Liga, he stepped in yesterday, very clumsily, I thought, because what he did was, instead of starting by saying, look, this is completely unacceptable, he had a go at Vinicius for not working with La Liga to stop this. And that was completely the wrong approach. La Liga have referred these incidents, there's a whole long list of them, against Vinicius, and they have referred them. And there's only so far La Liga can go in some ways. But to basically attack Vinicius for speaking out was outrageous.
On now to a bit of F1, or Formula One, if you're posh. And there are rumours, just rumours, that Lewis Hamilton could join Ferrari next year. Kieran Jackson, the Independent's F1 correspondent, that's Formula One, told TalkSport 2, sounds like a football match, that Hamilton is waiting to see which team will give him the car to win his 8th title. So just to confirm, that's Kieran Jackson's F1, he told TalkSport 2.
It's more feasible than people might think at first glance. I think Ferrari are making big inquiries. Their president, John Elkann, has contacted Hamilton's team and his representatives. And I don't think, even though it's £40 million, it's near enough what he gets in Mercedes, I don't think it will really be about the money for Lewis. I think it's about, he's 38 years old, he's desperate for that 8th world title. Which team has the best chance of competing with Red Bull? I think in the short term, Mercedes were meant to bring an upgrade package to Imola, and obviously that race got called off, and now they're going to bring it into Monaco, which is hardly the ideal place to bring in upgrades around that tight, twisty circuit. So we'll see what happens in Monaco, but then the race after that is Spain, which is used to be a testing circuit anyway. So we'll see what the upgrades are like in the short term, and just to see if that means he'll put pen to paper by June, July, or whether, if it doesn't have the desired effect, whether he'll keep longing it out, so to speak.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cycling legend Mark Cavendish has been speaking in a press conference announcing his retirement from the sport at the end of this season. Here's Cav, aka the Manx Missile, looking back at his sensational career. I suppose he's getting a little bit tired. I'll just play the tape.
There's the missile. He's locked onto his wheel now. This is going to be a formality. Win number 6 for Mark Cavendish. There's nobody can match the speed of this amazing kid.
Cycling's been my life for over 25 years. I've lived an absolute dream. The bike's given me opportunities to see the world. Meet incredible people, both involved and not involved with the sport. A lot of whom I'm proud to now call friends. It's taught me so much about life, about dedication, loyalty, companionship and teamwork, sacrifice, humility, and perseverance. All important things. Now as a father, I can show my children.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Benn. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first. We'll do what we got to do together. Until then, thanks for listening. We'll get done. Above all, be safe. Everyone be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.